participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Well, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm here.
Well, I think you're here because you want to know why I'm not fighting back. Because despite it all, you got some odd sense of fair play. Yeah, you're kicking my ass. It's gone from feeling like easy pickings to out and out bullying.
I just feel like there should be some back and forth between us, you and the committee.
I give you back and forth on Social Security, relations with Israel, on the Dow Jones, the census, almost everything, but not this. No, not my personal life. It's just nobody's business.
Well, that's not what the people will tell you. The people will tell you that it is their business.
You know what? You're young. It's okay. It's okay. You're young. And I'm just going to choose to be amused by your naivete, give you the benefit of the doubt.
And Joe is in Connecticut. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
I want to thank you for the program, and I would like to offer my prayers for that first person that called, and I do feel bad for him in his own loneliness.
Yeah, let's do...
The need to call a radio show to attract attention to himself.
Yeah, let's do pray that God will just do a significant work in his heart and take even what, you know...
Absolutely.
You know, what's happened and use it for good in his life.
And unfortunately, that radio show that he mentioned, the Don and Mike show, that is the epitome of debauchery and all that is horrible in this earth.
Yeah, I'd have to say that I'm not familiar with that show, and I'm kind of glad I'm not. You know, sometimes you want to be innocent.
Right, it's just
respect.
Crude, juvenile behavior, filthy language, and, you know, a lot of ass play.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to say that I've had loneliness in my own life. I recently had a disappearance in my family, a family member who was suffering from a powerful lotus, just walked off into the night and hasn't been seen since.
Hmm.
And I would like to thank my own pastor, Father Donald Geronimo, and Sister Lisa Herndon, from the Crackpot Nunnery of Herndon, Virginia. And if I may, I would like to fart into the phone.
Really sorry that we have someone else that decided to wanted to do the same kind of thing. And since tonight that we have some folks who maybe are allowing Satan to use them, I'd like to encourage you, if you would, to pray for Joe and for Frank. Let's just pray for these folks ask God to help them deal with the issues in their own lives.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
Check your paranoia. Check your paranoia. Check your paranoia.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Thank you.
Check my paranoia. Check your paranoia.
I've had it out there. You people!
Thank you.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Thank you.
Into the groove.
Ah!
just...
Well, I think you're here because you want to know why I'm not fighting back. Because despite it all, you got some odd sense of fair play. Are you kicking my ass? Going from feeling like easy pickings to out-and-out bullying?
I just feel like there should be some back and forth between us, you and the committee.
I give you back and forth on Social Security, relations with Israel, on the Dow Jones. The census, almost everything, but not this. Not my personal life. It's just nobody's business.
Well, that's not what the people will tell you. The people will tell you that it is their business.
You know what? You're young. It's okay. You're young. And I'm just going to choose to be amused by your naivete. Give you the benefit of the doubt.
That is so subliminal. That is so inside. You know what? What? You're young. Hey.
Welcome to our show.
There you go.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, it's the Don and Mike show.
And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Disregard that. Christ.
No.
Everything's out of control.
Oh, I thought they'd
stay home.
They're paying.
I thought they were already in your vacation home.
I got too many new tapes today. I'm sorry.
Based on a true story,
Demons.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
No, he's not retarded.
Ross, B-Wack.
Ross, I am excited.
Terribly.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. V-A-C-H-E-I-O-N and all the ships at sea. Here to perform the Taiwanese sex flush for you, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hiya. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Wednesday. August 21st.
Right.
Phone number from anywhere, 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C. On good old WJFK, 202-432-1067. Philadelphia, WYSP, 215-263-ROCK.
Why are you standing in a puddle?
You know why.
I know why.
Thank God we're going on vacation.
I made that.
I'm going to have time to heal.
You got
to
heal up.
Man, the par on that hole.
Oh, God.
The par on that hole is now zero.
A perfect storm. Because we're leaving for a while, that he was more violent today. My guys loved it. Julio thought, really, it was the best show he'd ever seen.
Well, and he was down from the schoolyard.
With me.
And Buzz, of course, yes. Sodomized me today. Buzz, what did you sodomize me with today?
Yeah, what was that?
Today with a child's sand shovel. you go to the beach?
We are.
Vacation? Wow. Oh, I'll see you there.
And, of course, the sodomy simply so that, the egotist that he is, just so I will say, he's Buzz.
All right.
So you know that he's part of the show.
Sodomy!
For goodness sakes, he gets the last, 7-8 minutes of the show every day to deliver his news. You would think that would be enough.
Not enough.
He demands to be introduced. So there he is, Guy Birdley. And yeah, it's the last show before vacation. So we've got a ton of stuff to cram into today's show. Yeah. We'll be off through Labor Day, but we'll be back the day after Labor Day, the same day that everybody else gets back from their summer vacations.
Very good.
It's worked out nicely. It is a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with a suspension.
Right.
We are taking this time off of our own choice.
I think we always have to remind our audience that that's the case because, there's always a scuttlebutt.
You never know.
You got it. So, hi and welcome. But we got tapes that I want to play from some of our favorite movies that we finally have got.
Good. Yeah, and we got tapes from a couple of obscure movies, which is great.
We've got, I have something I have to bring up with you, something personal to bring up with you.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope it's nothing bad.
No, you'll think it's bad, and I know you'll think that I'm an Indian giver, but I'll discuss it with you in a second.
Get right to it. Don't do that to me. Don't do that. Don't make me suffer.
Mike, first, we got to meet this guy, the kid from Harvard.
Kid. I've met him already. He's a nice kid.
I mean, we got to meet him on the show. I've met him as well.
That's part of the deal.
This is the kid who, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He's going to Harvard Business School.
And why is he here?
The guy, well, you'll find out in just a moment.
Killing me.
Let's say hi to the... Okay, wait on the kid.
Is it going
to
be really bad? You know how I like to get my bad news?
He's distracted.
I like my bad news served. I have had a bad week.
Here's all I'm saying. Oh, Come on. Why have you had a bad week?
It just, you know.
Every week's a bad week for you.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Exactly.
I disagree. You have not had a bad week.
No.
You have had...
No, there's certain people I speak to.
A most excellent week.
Certain people I speak to, I have nice conversations with, and you would fall into that category.
But
other than that...
Generally speaking, though,
yeah.
I think you would have to agree...
Yes.
...that... You and I both, yesterday alone,
yes.
We should have played the lottery.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The
we
ratings,
should have played the lottery.
The ratings were terrific.
And
yes, everything.
Yes. So listen, don't say things aren't great.
All right. Things aren't great.
Things are great.
Things are great. All right, so what is it?
What was the problem with your old lady?
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's just been it's tough. It's tough sometimes, and you have good days and bad days, and everything's fine. Now, what is it? Now, I don't want to talk about me. I want
she
to talk about...
She seemed happy enough when I spoke to her today.
Yeah, she said you called. I guess you had the wrong number.
Yeah, I forgot your phone number.
Yeah.
I remember the old one, but I forgot the new one.
Right. I understand. No, everything is just as good as it can be, as terrific as it can be in my life.
Boy, she loves hearing from me.
I know she does.
I can tell that.
Hey,
by the way, hey, Laura, good morning. It's Don. Sorry to wake you. But there's that little bit of false, you know, on her part. You
sure,
know.
Right.
You know,
right.
They, oh, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm just looking for Mike's phone number.
Polite discomfort.
Looking for Mike's phone number,
mm-hmm.
And I made sure I mentioned I'm putting into my Palm Pilot now.
That's good.
So I won't have to ever call you again and ask what Mike's phone number is. Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
The baseball players, while we are on vacation, they're going to go on strike.
Yeah.
Most likely they're going to go on strike.
I think now, you know, it was optimistic for a while. I think now it's leaning towards... Not playing. So I think they are probably going to go on strike.
As of this morning, when I looked at the standings, the Red Sox are 8 games behind the Yankees.
Yeah, they're out of the division.
They
really have very, very, almost no chance of winning the division.
3.5 out of the wild card.
Right.
And ahead of them are Oakland and...
I stayed up late last night. I watched them lose again. They're having a terrible season in one-run games. They lose most of their one-run games. They never come from behind. It's a very sad team to watch.
Now,
very depressing.
Here's where you're going to think I'm an Indian giver. That if they go on strike,
right?
Well, that doesn't mean that the bet is a push necessarily.
We've already discussed that.
But and that's why I said you're going to say I'm an Indian giver.
Right.
Now, what I'm going to offer up is a compromise.
Uh-huh.
You tell me if the roles are reversed.
No, I'm listening.
If you would not want the compromise.
I'm listening because I'll be honest. I've thought about the bet, and I don't like it.
I would make the compromise that... In the event of a strike,
yes,
and your guys are behind,
yeah,
that you wouldn't have to get your ear pierced,
okay?
You wouldn't have to wear the diamond stud earring,
right?
All you'd have to do is go to the gay bar with us, wearing a leather vest and no shirt.
So no piercings, no earrings. Give me till the end of the show to give you my answer.
Okay,
and I'm not mad at all. If you thought I was going to get,
and
mad,
I would hope that you would
not an Indian giver thing.
That you would want, I'm sure that you would want the same from me. You would want if you thought you were going to win the bet and I was going to slide.
If they didn't go on strike right now, the Red Sox are behind the eight ball anyway. So this is a very. You know, even in the wild card, they're almost 4 games back. So,
right.
I mean, it's not looking good. So having an option, you know, I'd have to, if they went on strike, if they didn't go on strike, I'd probably have to pay off the full bet anyway. That's the way I'm looking at it. So this is, like when we came back from vacation?
Yeah. We'll just go down to that homo bar, Wes, and we'll spend an hour.
I want one that's going to fit.
Of course.
I want a leather vest that's going to fit.
I'm not going to make you like...
I want to go to the big and tall men's store.
I'm not going
to
make you like,
vest.
What's that, Chris Farley? Fat guy in a little
I'm not wearing
jacket.
Leather pants. I get to wear the pants of my choice.
Just
shirtless and a vest.
The bet, because the original bet was you'd have to wear... The gay earring of the other guy's choice.
Can I do this?
Yeah.
I'm going up to Boston. You know that on my vacation. I'm actually going to be in Fenway Park when the Red Sox play the Angels. And we're going to be coming back after the strike deadline.
Yes. Strike deadline is the 30th, and we come back on, I think
you know,
it's...
It falls into the great category. If I have to do it and they somehow miraculously come back and get into the playoffs by getting into the wild card, I would still be happy. So I wouldn't be that bummed out. The answer I give you is a resounding yes.
Okay.
All right. I will do that.
That is why you are a stand-up guy.
No, no, I find the deal totally acceptable.
And I know that...
Based on the way... I've been following them religiously, and based on the way they are playing, they are having serious problems. Now, see, by doing this, if this catapults them into the playoffs... I'll still be happy. So it's a no-lose for me. Mm-hmm.
And here,
however, I will be thinking about sitting in there. How long is the time commitment?
An hour, but I'll be with you. Okay. Everybody will be with you.
Right.
And here's the thing. I know you'd be coming at it the same way. If we had a bet that had been going on for 6 months,
right,
and you knew that you were going to win the bet, but that I was going to get off because of a technicality,
right,
I'm sure you would like to extract some kind
and for me,
payoff.
For me, you know, it's hedging my bet a little bit, too, because the worst part of that was having that... I watched that Anna Nicole Smith show where the assistant got the pierced tongue.
Right.
And that's when I started really... Yeah, done. It's
all
official.
Right.
When we come back, you know, as soon as you want, I'll do that.
Okay.
And should the impossible happen and the Red Sox do go to the World Series, you're also afforded the same courtesy, right? You don't have to get your ear pierced.
No. Absolutely. No, the bet is paid. I have paid the bet. So if the Red Sox...
You're conceding at this point.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
That's the deal, because, they might go on strike, they might not go on strike.
Yeah, I think that's fine, because, I mean, by not having to get the ear pierced, you know, that's cool. If they went on strike,
they're going to go on
this,
strike.
Right? I know.
What would you think about the eventuality, in the event that they do get to the playoffs,
I would join you.
Excellent.
If the Red Sox, if they don't go on strike, mm-hmm. and the Red Sox make it to the playoffs...
Yes.
I will join you shirtless in a leather vest at a gay club.
So here's the deal. If we come back from vacation, let's tidy this all up.
Sure.
No, if we come back from vacation and they have not gone on strike, then we hold off on the bet. I will still wear the leather vest. I have already committed to doing that. I will do that no matter what. That is a done deal.
Right.
But we will wait to see... What the season brings us, and in the event that they do make it, then we both wear the leather vest.
Right.
Done and done.
Okay.
I accept your terms.
I find
that completely acceptable. As a matter of fact, there is a small measure of relief, but not totally.
And I'm sure...
Because I know they're not going to go to the playoffs. It's going to be me and the goddamn bar.
If the roles are reversed, and if you thought that you had me pinned in a corner,
right,
and I was going to be able to, well, hey, guess what? You know, there's a strike, so it's a push.
No, I can handle...
You want something out of me.
And is Homo Joe going to be down there? We need, you know, people that are in the life.
A buffer. Mike, hold on,
buffer.
Here we go. We have Terry the Homo on the line. Terry.
Oh, Head Homo, right.
Head
Terry.
Homo. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. I heard y'all talking about going back to wet, and I just want to tell you, it's real easy to wear a leather vest to wet, but what you got to do is... Meg might go to, like, one of the preppy bars with the leather vest.
No.
Like,
no.
The bet was...
The pot is right.
The bet was you go to a gay bar.
And Terry, feel free to bring all your pals down there.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll be there, definitely.
I want the bar filled with at least homos I know.
All right.
As long as you call me Mr. Head Homo.
Mr. Head Homo,
no pun intended. Yeah, Robbie.
There's no doubt in my mind that not only Homo Joe, but Cheryl will join us down there. Remember, Homo Joe was going to come last time,
right,
but he slipped.
That's right.
Rush him off the trio.
Fell down bad.
Remember those video screens?
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Doris.
I just wanted to call and wish you guys a very nice vacation and tell you that we'll miss you. Love
Thank
you.
But listen, I hope that you'll listen, because we've selected stuff that goes back as far as 6 years.
Good.
So we've got
good
new stuff, recent stuff to catch you up, but also old stuff. So we made kind of a shift there.
Cool. That's good.
But normally we run stuff from like the last 6 months.
Good.
Well, now it's going to be a half mix.
Good.
I'll still listen.
All right. Thank you, Doris.
Hey.
All right. Thank you. Love you long time. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, this is going to be the best. Hey, I think one thing that you ought to do. He's going to have to dance with a gay man.
Hey, pal,
No.
I'm here right here, okay? If you've got something to say to me, say it to my face.
Listen, the bet is the bet.
Hey, Mike, I love you guys, and I'm really going to be... This is the best time of the day that I could spend is from 11 to 3 every day with you guys.
Really, you ply me with enough alcohol, I'll dance with anybody.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, hey.
You got that on tape?
Hey.
I do.
Hey, no.
You know what, Don?
We knew that anyway. What do I get if I dance with Homo Joe?
Hey, Mike, I'd like to take you out for a round of golf over here in Southern Maryland at the Renditions Country Club.
Oh, you know what? No.
Thank
all right.
You.
You know, the thing is, I mean, I need
what,
to
would it
do
take?
That.
What would it take?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Model.
Boy.
You tell me. I mean, you're calling the shots here.
Well, I've already accepted the terms, so the terms are there. I mean, as far
well, then,
as...
Yeah, all right, then come back and tell me what you want
okay.
to dance with Homo Joe that
okay.
night.
Okay. A shirt?
Okay.
Would you trade a shirt with the for the ability to dance
no,
with Homo
negative.
Joe?
I would not accept
no.
that.
Why don't you go back into your corner
no,
with that?
No, I'm trying to make it
with that
make it
paltry,
for you.
That paltry offer of a shirt. What do you mean, a shirt like a golf shirt?
No, under the leather vest.
I oh, a shirt under the vest.
The vest.
No.
Oh.
No. The yeah. whole no. deal
oh,
was...
Oh, you were looking out for me. That is a nice deal.
The deal was shirtless.
Or a pirate shirt.
It has
shirtless. Listen, where's the kid from Harvard?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I've accepted the terms. Done.
The kid from Harvard is here.
Bring in the egghead.
Now, this to me is amazing.
Bring in the uh-huh. egghead with a broken back.
That the combined IQ of the people in this room is probably less than the temperature outside.
Right.
Yet we have this kid who's going to Harvard,
mm-hmm. right.
Who wrote us a letter,
right.
who said all he wanted was his dream was to come and answer the telephones on the show for a week.
Now, I don't understand someone who has the intellectual capacity
yeah.
to get into one of the finest learning institutions in the country, why he would want to come down and be around some of the finest non-intellectuals in the country.
Why does a smart guy want to hang around with retards?
What's the deal?
I'm a retarded dumbass myself.
All right, and your first name is?
Paul.
All right, Paul?
Paul is so goddamn tickled to be here. Look at the grin on his face. My God.
Now, Paul, what have you observed during... You were here Monday when, unfortunately, we weren't here, but you were here yesterday.
I got to sit in Mike's chair and fart all I want and check the internet.
You sat in my chair? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have fun?
Oh, lots of fun.
Yeah, you couldn't do more damage than I did, pal. No doubt about it.
What do you think about the working environment here, the crappy equipment we're supplied with?
Yeah, everything you say is true. Probably the highlight of my stay here has been yesterday getting to screen phones for an hour while Joe went out and bought Penthouse. And during the show.
And how do you find your general run-of-the-mill Don and Mike phone participant to be?
Quite the dumbass. We just have there's some guy who's called Joe about five times in the back room wanting to talk about things you can't talk about, and insults are flying left and right.
Yeah, that's part of the job.
It's great joy back there. So I guess you were hip to the show enough to know that back there a lot of stuff goes on.
Yeah, that's where the fun is.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's what Joe says every day.
And how you like working with Lisa?
Lisa's great. Nice piece of eye candy and really cool.
Yeah. Now. The one part of this that hasn't happened is what I dreamed was dumb Joe
right
being able to boss around
mm-hmm.
a guy from Harvard. Now
he's already running circles around Joe.
You've not been able to like run the everyday tasks like getting the beverages and getting the food because what are you?
You're a cripple.
Are you crippled or what?
I had back surgery and so I'm in. PT, doing weightlifting, trying to get back. My right leg's got a brace on it, but my left...
Why, it's kind of like flopping around like
yeah,
that and all that? Yeah.
What do you think your IQ is?
I don't know.
Come on, guess.
Pushing like 150, maybe.
Pushing 150.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Joe, come here.
Oh, no.
Come here.
Are we going to have a test?
Oh, no. This is simply going to be payback for all the dumb guys in the world.
Oh, good.
All the dumb guys.
Very good.
Step in, Joe.
Joe, here's your subordinate.
Joe, this guy, today...
This guy.
Even as crippled as he is, and I know that you've still been getting the drinks and getting the sandwiches...
You gotta realize at some point in this man's life, he's probably gonna go on to be a successful professional or...
Champion of industry.
a captain of industry.
A captain, a champion, whatever. Whatever. The next F. Ross Johnson... I couldn't be prouder if they thought to call me at this moment, Ross.
Ross, this is terribly exciting.
Joe, why don't you go ahead and order him to do some stuff?
Do some stuff, damn it.
There you go. There's Joe taking the ball and running with it.
Joe, don't you have anything you'd like to order a dumb guy? Why don't you ask
him? As a matter of fact, I got a question. What are his list of duties today? What will you be having him do supervisor?
I think he's seen me work the magic of the phone lines enough, so I think we'll plop him right down and let him have a little go with the full moon fever callers, as I like to call them today.
Is anyone else getting a sense of how organized Joe is with this?
Go. Here you go. I'm going to give you a hint. Order him to do this.
Ron's writing something down.
This is important.
This is just a hint from me to you, okay?
Okay, because
technically you're a Harvard guy.
Right.
Joe is obviously less than a Harvard guy. So now, Joe, what would you like to order this Harvard man to do?
Paul?
Yes, Joe?
Pick your nose and eat the booger.
Paul?
And I have to do that.
Paul? Right. You've been ordered.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. There he's picking.
Front of
he's
the
really
drum.
Digging. This is not.
And
great.
Joe, please take your shoes off.
My shoes off.
Yeah, what's next?
What, Lisa?
Can I play too?
Yeah, you can play
with
too.
Joe?
With Joe? Yeah, yeah.
Why, what do you want him to do?
I want to see Joe pick his nose.
No, now come on.
Nobody
that's cruel and unusual punishment.
Nobody wants to see that.
Joe, take your shoes off.
All right.
Socks and
too?
And socks.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, please give Joe a delightful foot
rub. Oh, God!
With your hands. Dear. With your hands.
All right, here we go. Joe, you're going to have to put your foot up on the table.
It's good to be Joe today.
Oh, I just got like a big Band-Aid on his foot.
Oh.
That is so gross. You got a big blister, Joe, or is that like...
I have an abscess on my...
Oh,
stop! Now,
harder.
I'm going to throw up.
Now, rub it. Stop. That's right, Joe. Order him. Tell him what to do.
Yeah, there's a nice... Let's turn these over. There's a nice bunion on this one.
Oh, my God.
Work it.
And, Joe, what's the most important command? What's the most important command when somebody's giving you a foot rub? It starts with a B. Between.
Oh, yeah, between.
The toes.
Between
the
bunghole.
Between.
Between the toes.
Duh. Between the toes.
Between the toes.
Come on. This is a little gay.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's not gay. This is simply a Harvard
not
boy.
For sure. I'm just so glad that I'm not looking at this.
We're looking right now at a boy born with a silver spoon and a boy born with a plastic spoon.
Yeah.
So we're looking at
it.
I had to
right
do this
now.
To Rob for 6 months before I
it's
got the gig.
It's starting to smell like root beer in this studio.
Joe, how is the foot rub going?
Very nice. God. The other one, please.
Oh, God.
To the top, please.
Do all the toes.
Oh, my God.
Do in between the toes.
Uh-huh. Oh. You know, it's funny. For somebody who doesn't like feet, you're diving right into this. This is good.
I'm trying to think what could make a guy from Harvard feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I think it's working. Is it not, Paul?
Yeah.
But he's doing it.
Now. Okay, Paul, very good. Are you satisfied to that, Joe?
Very nice.
All right, cover. Covers on the feet, please.
Very nice. Now, if you'd please repeat after me, Paul.
Pick up your cover.
I have no seal tail.
I have no seal tail.
What's the next one, Joe?
Pete has no mule ears.
Pete, you have no mule ears.
Pete has no mule ears.
Pete has no cat feet.
Pete has no cat feet.
This is an interesting dynamic,
yes,
isn't it?
Is.
Do you think, Paul, there's anything you'll be able to give Joe? Anything that he could possibly absorb from you? Is there anything you can do?
That I could do? I don't know. I mean, I could blow stuff up, but as being the chemist, but I don't think that's going to...
Blow stuff up. Actually,
he's into that.
We could trade explosive recipes.
They bonded. You know what? They're going to bond because Joe loves to blow stuff. Remember Joe with the fireworks?
Yeah.
It was all he could do, but not put his face in the middle of them.
So right here, what you're seeing is a real melting pot.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it?
This is what America is all about right now.
I also like to say that Rob A. gave me the slurpy tongue in the men's room yesterday.
Oh!
Excuse me?
You want to explain that?
Boy, that sounds a little gay,
yeah,
too.
I'd like to hear that.
My God.
Well, exactly what did Rob A. do to you?
Initiation, dog.
I was minding my business in the men's room. Rob came over and stuck out his big blue tongue.
Oh.
I had a Slurpee yesterday.
Was it ACM? Has this show suddenly developed tremendously gay undertones here?
So queer.
It's been here all along.
Very, very strange. Well, you know, what I see here is the future and the future loss.
Well, listen, Paul, it's nice meeting you. Get back there, please, and we will have... have many menial tasks beneath a man of your intellect.
Excellent.
To perform today. When you get out of Harvard, what do you want to be?
Professor, eventually.
There you go.
Professor, a beautiful mind.
Unlimited promise,
promises broken. Paul, how old are you?
22 right now.
22,
fantastic.
His whole life ahead of him. Joe, how old are you?
38. Well, technically, Joe's life would be ahead of him, too.
Well, not really. I mean, maybe as far as actually breathing and taking air in through his lungs.
Pooping, sleeping.
But I mean, as far as advancements.
Exactly.
Yep. This is it right now.
Mm-hmm.
For Joe's the CEO of Joe Incorporated.
Absolutely.
And you, Paul, why, you've got your whole life ahead of you.
The bright star,
the black hole.
However, I will make one observation on Joe's behalf.
Yes.
I would bet that Joe gets laid more than the Harvard guy does.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah. That's true. Would that be accurate, Paul?
Yeah, that definitely.
Maybe we can, you know, by the time your stay is through here, maybe we can change that for you.
Yeah, we can come down here before 3.
Paul, phones.
I might still give you a run for your money.
Have you ever been late, son?
My parents are listening. I refuse to answer.
Scotty is a nerd.
Yes.
How old are you, Paul?
22. Yeah. If you're going to work in this business, you got to get over your parents' listening.
You know, and we should have figured that out right away. Paul, are you hanging around here for the chicks? Is that what it is?
Oh, that might be part of it.
We came to the wrong place. Yeah.
We haven't seen a chick around here in a long time. Well, no, we had the anal queen last week.
Yeah, and Lisa's here, and that's about it.
Absolutely. He can intern in the traffic department.
Shut up, Rob. Wow. Those women are beautiful.
And taken.
So you've never had coitus?
I refuse to answer, sir, on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
His parents are listening, so they...
Does that mean you're gay?
Oh.
No. Listen, you wanted this job. You wanted to be in the spotlight. Right now, Mr. Smart Guy, Mr. Beautiful Mind, Mr. Harvard, Ivy League.
I'll give you this, that NYU has rumored to be about, 40% of the guys are homos, so the guys who aren't homos can clean up.
Oh, really? And you're excited about that?
I was excited about that. I'm gone there.
If you have had sex with a woman, simply cough once. Was that a cough or a breath? That's a cough.
That's a cough.
That's a yes.
Okay.
Right. We'll accept that.
And if you had to pay cough...
He did not.
He gave me the finger.
All right. Everybody pays, Don.
Everybody.
One way or another.
Right, Joe, that was brilliant. You're right about that, pal.
All right, both of you, get out of here.
There they go.
And Joe, do you know, the last touch? Joe, do you still have your dunce cap?
It's at home.
Because I wanted Paul to wear it.
Be wonderful.
Wanted Paul to wear the dunce cap we bought.
Too bad.
Hold on, Lisa's screaming at me. Honey, don't scream at me. God damn it, honey.
Honey, come on now.
Don't scream at me on the headphones. Come in here and scream at Joe if you want to scream at him.
Come on, honey.
I mean, God damn it, honey.
Joe, didn't you tell me that it was at home? And what did I tell you when you said that it was at home?
You said bring it in.
Bring it in the next day. And you said?
I'll get right on it.
Okay.
There you go.
Bring it in tomorrow. It needs to stay here at all times.
Okay.
Have you been to the tanning booth again?
Yeah, she's got the wild hair going today, though, too.
She looks radiant today.
She does.
Are you pregnant?
She is sparkling today, isn't she?
Yes.
She's got that.
No, I'm not pregnant.
She's got that hair.
Are you sure?
Today.
Positive.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Does this look like the body of somebody who's pregnant?
Could be a month pregnant. Yeah.
Too sure.
You know, you could be perfectly petite and thin, and the seed inside is growing.
Can you imagine with that seed?
Oh.
Can you imagine what she'd have in her belly?
Okay.
The fire in her belly down there right now.
Okay. Okay.
Have you been to the tanning booth?
Yeah, my sister.
Every week, way but loose.
Why?
Clyde.
Why is it always me? He said that and you're staring at me. You always pick on me.
You know why? Because my comment was a general comment.
Right.
You made the specific comment.
I know. I made the orangutan comment. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Look at the dirty look she's giving me.
Did you know the word orangutan?
He was right
behind me.
Orangutan.
Orangutan.
You know what it means, man of the forest or man of the jungle? It's true. Look it up.
I just don't understand the significance. Anyway,
all right.
So my sister
Kathy runs a...
How is Kathy?
She's doing very well. Good. She runs a tanning place out in Sterling.
Oh, really?
And I went home yesterday to see her, or
she,
Monday.
Does she ever have hours like where, you know, no one else is around?
Yes.
Well, you want to go to a tanning booth now?
Kathy's there and there's no one else around. Yeah, absolutely.
And you can come out naked and be like, do you have any towels?
Kathy, we've lost the lotion. I don't understand. Jesus. Okay, all of you get out of here. Dunce guy, smart guy.
There we go.
Pregnant producer. Everybody, get out of here.
Mind of tomorrow. Mind that's been crispy fried.
There you go.
Yes.
And if you're wondering what to send, Lisa, how about a nice bunch of bananas? Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I just wanted to say hi. This dead man from Jersey, you guys are the F. And question for Mike.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and
yes,
I follow the race every year with the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Right.
Do you have any idea why the Red Sox fizzle out every year?
I have no idea.
Because Yaz is a fag.
That is Don's, that is Don's excuse. This year is really one of the toughest years to figure out why they started out, but they do it. They seem to be in a pattern where they do that every single year, and a lot of people in Boston are saying right now they just don't have the fire in their belly.
Like Lisa. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going, dude?
Okay, my friend.
Hello from the future.
Okay, hi.
Hi. I'm calling, I listen to you guys, I love you guys. I'm listening to you on 96 Rock every afternoon.
Oh, Ocean
you
City.
You guys rock, dude.
Right, I'll be in Ocean City for the next 10 days.
Dude, I hope you have a good vacation.
Watch for me on the boardwalk, I'll be there. Mike won't be with me, but I will have the Donna Mike Pap Smear van.
Yeah, you're keeping that up, and you know, I'm going to start a little branch up in Boston with the Pap Smear van. I'll be up there with that. Right outside Fenway Park, I'm going to have, it's not the van, but I will have the kiosk set up.
And also the Don and Mike fake ID booth.
Mm-hmm. And the piercing pagoda.
Of course,
hey,
the no charge check for breast cancer.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And we're both capable of doing a full pelvic.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, that's just me now.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. One interesting note. You know that yell you have for Dennis Murphy where he goes, oh, like that when he done the remote from, like,
when he done the remote from?
Yeah, you
Remember now, when he was trying to imitate a local DJ down here, Skip Dixon, Skip does that from his remotes when he does them from Secrets, and I think Skip put him up to it.
Well, then, we should thank Skip Dixon from 96 Rock, because we're getting tons of mileage out of that tape.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. I was listening that day when he done it. I talked to Dennis when he did his little radio show that afternoon, too.
When he done it. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Bye, Joe. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. What was your name?
Jeff.
Right.
Jeff.
All right. See you guys. Have some vacation.
It felt like I was talking to Joe Ardinger again.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
He done it.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Will you ask Robbie what he thinks of the reparations lawsuit that's going on? I was just curious to hear his comment.
What a stupid call. Yeah. Honest to God.
Wrong show.
Reparation lawsuit.
Don and Mike show.
Let's let Rob talk about slavery.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hey, back when y'all was doing the Elvis joint?
Yeah.
Y'all touched on the Bill Cosby with the nose can. I was wondering, can y'all elaborate on it a little bit more?
Well, I'll tell you this. And I say this as a former user, recreational of virtually every drug available. Okay? Not anymore.
Right.
But back in the day, Buzz and I,
yes,
we were like the Mark McGuire and the Sammy Sosa of drugs.
Aye.
Okay, I mean, we were...
Not proud of that.
No, we're not.
No.
When I worked...
Buzz might still be.
When I worked at radio station WBBM-FM in Chicago, mm-hmm, there was a guy who did a weekend shift. And his name was T.A.G. Bear.
Yes, I remember him.
Big fat guy.
Yes.
Big coke dealer. I don't know how he ended up getting the job at the station.
Right.
There was some talk that perhaps he was supplying stuff to people in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my wife worked part-time at the station.
Yes.
And, hold on, let me see if Rita's at home, because she...
Yeah, this is all alleged, right? Because,
yes,
I mean,
you never
eyeballed Kaz doing this, right?
Let me ask Frida.
Okay. You never did, though.
I didn't. No, but she was there at the time.
Knew the line.
Hey, baby?
Okay, hold on. Let me get rid of the other line. Wait a minute.
Okay. And anyway, so Elvis was commenting on the Elvis show that he paid Bill Cosby $10,000 to show up, and Cosby wasn't there, and Cosby probably put it up his nose.
But Elvis said.
Honey, so we're talking about T.H.E. Bear.
Oh, yeah.
From B96.
Right,
remember the Coke dealer?
Well.
Alleged.
Yeah, right, alleged.
Now, one night, weren't you there when either Bill Cosby called or came by the radio station?
Yeah, I came in, I had to come in Monday morning, and that night he had been by.
So, the question would be,
but
why would Bill Cosby...
T.H.E. Bear told me that they were good friends.
Yes, now
that
why...
he knew him from the days when he was a bouncer. And okay, and this was all alleged, too. And I said, oh, well, was there, you know, that stuff involved? I was asking him. And he said that he never saw Bill Cosby... This is what he told me. He never saw him do that. He just saw him with a number of different ladies.
Either way, it's hinky that Bill Cosby would show up for a weekend overnight shift.
Like in the wee hours of the morning.
Yes. Yeah. He arrived at the station, whether it was like 2 or 3 a.m., something like that?
He was on overnight. And why he would stop by and visit, I mean, talk about someone who had nothing in common, because Bill Cosby was an older man, and this guy was like a 30-year-old big white former bouncer.
You could make the argument if he was performing that, you know, with the schedules of performers, you know, you get done with your show, you go have breakfast, and then you're looking for something to do, and then you go see your buddy at the radio station.
Sure.
You could say that, but you never know.
You could say that if you were trying to cover your ass in case of a lawsuit. Or you could just...
No, but I'm serious.
Or you could draw the conclusion that we drew,
right,
which was Bill Cosby showed up to...
Yeah, have some fun.
To get some fun.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
T.H.E. Bear.
Off the topic, my darling?
Yes, honey.
I'm working on this Christmas party, and we're karaoke is a major snafu.
Oh, now listen, here's the deal.
Yeah.
As you know, we are renegades this year, mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
We are not, no one on this show is allowed to go to the company Christmas party. Well, odds are the company won't have a Christmas party.
Are donations required for this this party?
On me. The whole thing?
Wow.
On me.
Wow.
We're working on it, but I was talking to various hotels about late night karaoke in the room, and for some reason they don't want that.
All right, well, then we maybe just have a DJ, because what I want to do for everybody on the show is... we got a great restaurant where we'll have a room,
right,
all for ourselves. We got dinner and get bombed and get hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And then adjoining this very nice restaurant is a beautiful 4-star hotel.
I think I know where we're going.
I'm getting everybody rooms.
Right.
And what we want to do is get one room where we can, when we're done eating,
right,
we can go to the hotel and go in one room and just party our brains out.
They can't do that.
And do karaoke.
I don't think you can do the music. I think we'd have to, at a hotel, get like another conference room.
Well, I told you that's what I wanted to begin with.
All right. I thought you meant like have a private suite where you could...
No. I told you all along, get a ballroom.
It'd be cheaper if you went that way, too, with a conference room.
Well, it would, but...
sandwiches brought in.
Yeah, right. All right. I'll work on it.
All right, sweetie.
All right, love you.
All right, love you, too.
Bye, Sweetie.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so we're going to have... no matter what the station does, the people on this show are going to get a great, because we've had a great year, are going to get one hell of a Christmas party.
Amen.
Oh, that's
amen.
Great.
And
that's nice.
On me, my treats.
Great.
Wow.
My treats.
I wonder what date I'm going to rent for that party. Hello, boys. This is Ginger.
Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Touché.
Hello. Oh, hey, Cosby.
Yo, yeah,
Don. Yeah, there's your Cosby answer.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle, get better, and I love you, baby.
Bye-bye. All right, you got it.
Michelle, I love you, baby.
Bye-bye.
Get better.
Robert the Angry Mailman is on the phone. Robert.
Hey, fellas.
Yo.
How you doing?
We's doing fines.
Well, I know I was supposed to come in yesterday, and reason for it.
Yeah, now listen, Robert, for goodness sakes, Robert has had some sexual escapades. He was telling us off the air.
Wow. Right?
Oh, my God.
And we had him set up to come in yesterday.
And he's the new entrepreneur. He's just on the ground floor of his brand new lasagna business.
So, Robert, how come you weren't here yesterday to tell us about all the great sex you've had?
Well, I was going to come in and tell you that out of the last 3 weeks, I'm 3 for 4 for new women.
Three for four? What do you mean, Robert?
New women.
So just women in general? I mean, out of four women you have met, you have closed the deal on three of them?
As of Sunday, it was four for four.
Four for four.
However, I got some news. Can I get a timpani back there?
Robbie, I guess we need a timpani.
Oh, this must be big. This is big news, Robert, from Robert. Robert,
now,
the
remember,
angry woman.
What was my greatest fear?
AIDS?
No.
Pregnancy.
There you go.
Uh-oh, don't tell me you did it.
I'm going to be a papa.
Hey, congratulations.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
No, I mean,
Robert. Oh, Robert.
Man, Robert. The woman that was trying to tell me, she wanted to come over and get me to celebrate, but I had another lady at the house.
Oh, my God.
did you win tonight?
Yeah, and of course...
Robert, you are aware that you're playing into a rather significant stereotype here.
Figure, man, I'm gonna take care of my kids.
I'll take care of my kids.
Well, Robert, does that mean you're going to make this woman an honest woman? You gonna marry her?
Hell no.
Robert,
I'm gonna be with the woman I want to be with. This is
Robert,
an ex-lady.
Robert.
Yeah.
Sons need fathers.
You want to raise it? I was going to make you two honorary godfathers.
That's very nice of you, Robert.
I'm assuming that your seed is so strong that it's a man, that without a doubt, it's a man. I mean, it's not a baby.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, nothing about you having girls. Okay. All I'm saying is, I'm talking about Robert in particular.
Right.
And when I say a man, I mean... This woman is going to give birth to a full-grown man.
Yeah, right.
He's going to be... come work at the post office with me as soon as he comes out.
Robert, you always should use protection.
Yeah, I told you. I use their hair.
Their hair
doesn't work.
Well,
Robert, you know what?
You're supposed to be happy for me, fellas.
I'm happy for you, but I mean, you know, are you going to raise the kid?
No, I'm gonna give it up for adoption, pal. Let it raise itself in the street.
Robert, Jesus Christ.
Of course, I'm gonna take care of my responsibilities, but
very good.
Also, the ass tour is over. Okay, I had a friend come up from Tampa. One of the groups from the tour came up,
right?
And I waxed that ass for 4 days, including ass play.
At least you can't get pregnant that way.
Yeah.
Right, and.
For Robert.
All these women know about each other.
Robert, how do you get all these?
I got nothing. That guy at Amtrak has nothing on me.
How do you get all these women?
Charm.
Do you cook for them?
A big piece of meat. You know, the whole thing, a long tongue, whatever. Mm.
You know, the good news is,
I treat them right. You know
what, Robbie?
Is now that one is pregnant, she's safe. She can't get any more pregnant. So just keep at it.
Oh my God!
You know,
you're encouraging him.
She wants to hook up, but I admit to you guys, I've fallen in love with another lady.
Oh
Robert. God damn it, Robert. Oh,
and that's why I didn't come in, because I took off work Monday just like you guys. I was at home, you know, pulling a little bit of hair out of my head that I had left. Trying to decide whether to tell the woman I love that I'm going to have another woman's baby.
So did you tell the woman you love that the other woman is having your baby?
Yeah, and she's sticking by me, you know.
Wow.
I'm going to try to make an honest woman out of her.
Boy.
Listen, hold on. I got to schedule you to come in when we get back from vacation.
You need a session.
Hold on. This is not worthy of a phone call.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, and the ass tour was a... Don, I got so many stories, but you know, one of your sales guys got hold of me and said, if you're trying to sell lasagna, you can't talk about ass play in the same. Rob A had the perfect solution. He said, just wash your hands and talk about what you got to talk about.
Yeah. And I agree with Rob A on that one.
Hold on.
And Robert, don't bring in the steak for me. I like the lasagna. It just didn't agree
with
me.
You like the pork chops?
I love the pork chops.
Buzz like the pork chops, but I dig your lasagna.
Okay. Okay. Well, you guys know that I want to contribute to the show, but I guess I'll be bringing a baby in there around April.
Jesus Christ. Hold on, Robert. Lisa's got to get a firm date for you to come in and have a counseling session. Jesus Christ. And now Mr. 40's on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Mr. 40.
Yo.
Different energy level.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know, man.
40, do you have any advice for him?
Man, stop eating that lasagna or something.
Now, Mr. 40, did your wife just squeeze out the baby 40?
That was like, what, 3 months ago now, May 1st.
3 months ago? I don't know.
3 months ago.
40, you have a good time in Philly?
Yeah, I just got. I haven't been able to get through. Everybody's been calling. I got.
But you can say you just got home.
Last
Friday, you just got home. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know. I was all right.
Okay. Last thing I remember, 40, he was just sitting in the hotel bar with all of us, chilling out.
Hey. Wearing his 76ers jersey.
Steady sipping.
Steady sipping. All right, we'll see you after vacation, 40.
All right, dog.
Take care. There he goes.
Goodbye.
Mr. 40. Laid back, Mr. 40.
And the parade of Negroes will now stop as we go to... Yes,
Rob. That's not necessary.
Rob's applauding that. Rob. Dennis.
Hey, God, hey, look, how you doing?
It's a new parade.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
For your listening pleasure next Saturday, I'll be on 9 o'clock.
Hey, are you going to listen to him?
Now, listen,
Are you going to listen to Dennis?
I will listen to your show.
Okay.
But you must promise me, and you talk to the people at 96 Rock, which is our station in Ocean City, that when you do the DJ show...
I do it solo.
You do it by yourself.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to do solo, and Kate will be running.
Dennis, do you swim in the ocean when you're down there?
Oh, I always do.
Yeah, I'm out.
Actually, I had a dorsal bat around 2 years ago. I had to do it on the pool in the ocean.
For anyone that is planning an Ocean City vacation, for anyone who's planning on frolicking in the sea, perhaps they could put that little mental image in their head.
Beach is closed.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the Don and Mike Parade of Misfits.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thinking about doing a little body surfing on your next holiday? Just remember, Dennis is Baby Ruth floating in the surf.
Thinking about spending a life drinking old English malt liquor? Say hi to Mr. 40. Thinking about having unprotected sex and bringing a bastard child into this world? Say hi to Robert the Mailman.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, all in our little misfit parade.
Now wait, hold on.
Do we have the last piece of the puzzle?
No, not him. But someone else. Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Ryder.
Ryder. Hey. Ryder, join in our parade. How are you?
I'm doing better, you know. I want to apologize to you guys.
For what?
When you guys had the party, I was kind of depressed, and I was in a bad way. But it's getting a lot better.
Dennis, would you like to take over this interview?
Oh, no, Dennis is gone. I had to hang up on Dennis to go to Ryder. All right. Glad you're doing better, Ryder.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I think the Grand Marshal is online, too.
So. Willard Scott.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Don? This is Willard Scott.
Do you think we could conference Ryder and the Grand Marshal?
Again, I had to hang up on Ryder.
Damn it.
To go to Tom.
Okay. Hello, Grand Marshal.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Tom, how do you spell parade?
Parade?
Parade.
P-A-R-D-D-E-N.
Perfect.
You got it, buddy.
Hard to den.
You got
hey,
it. Yeah.
You know what Rob did last year?
What?
The MDA thing.
Oh, yes, the MDA telethon?
Yeah. I'm doing it this year.
What, are you hosting?
I'm doing hosting, and I'm doing the phone bank. It's going to be at Gallaudet University.
Make sure you speak up.
It's Gallaudet University.
What?
Gallaudet University.
What?
In Washington.
Uh-huh.
I'll be there Sunday night through 7:30. p.m. Monday afternoon.
I'd like to know who his press agent is. He's got a busier schedule than we do.
Yeah, they don't invite me back anymore. Say hi to Jerry Clark for me.
All right, bye, Tom.
And you miss Charlie.
Charlie's right here.
Hey, Charlie!
And Rob, of course, when we come back from vacation,
we'll have the stuff ready to go.
We'll have the Jerry tapes. You know, we still tape the telethon every year.
Jerry's still doing that telethon, or has his head exploded yet?
Hold on. Mike, we have a last minute participant in the parade.
Ah, very good. But one more person.
Hello, Bitter Ann.
Yeah.
It's BN. Hi, BN.
BN, all across your face and in your ear holes. What's up, players?
Hello, BN.
I just had to call.
Yeah.
I just had to. It just wouldn't be right.
Would you like to comment on all the recent calls we've received?
Understand this. Why did you have 40 giving Robert the Angry Mailman advice?
You don't think we should have done that, BN?
I mean, who is he?
Yeah?
He, I mean, oh, and I've been his website. Goddamn, he's an ugly dude.
I'll tell you this about Mr. 40. As he said, or somebody said, quoting the great Chris Rock, he takes care of his kids.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
He does take care of his kids.
He does.
But damn, I mean, can you be how ashamed his kids going to be when he grow up and see that ugly mush? I mean, could you imagine his face on a milk can? Or on the side of a milk carton?
BN,
make
what?
A nigga lactose intolerant.
BN, why do you hate Mr. 40 so much?
I mean, but just think about it. I mean, I know from a fact, you know what I mean, that he was an ugly kid. But, I mean, I heard about the tinted windows on his incubator, but was he breastfed for straw, too?
All right, parade is over. Goddamn.
God damn,
God damn it.
See you later. Thank you, BN. Thank you for the prepared comedy material.
Bye-bye. There you go. Who knew that we were going to have a parade on today's show?
Wow, the circus is in
what
town.
A parade it was.
We got a break. And we'll take the call 100 right now. WWE tickets. Oh, and look at this. I have fourth row.
Ooh.
WWE tickets.
Fantastic.
For the wrestling, dial recklessly, you animals. Be the 100th caller and good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, let me get a different caller.
Little listener.
Let me go to line number one. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead and insult our listeners now, Ken.
That's okay.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but it's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of debt.
Debt can be an asset. Debt tightens a company.
Does wonders for the sphincter, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm not!
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, listen, I told you. Lisa, Joe, these headphones are busted.
No.
Yeah, how long? You had a good run with those.
They left my headphones in Philadelphia.
Oh, so those are backup headphones?
These are the ones from upstairs, and I kept saying, they're busted.
Busted.
And no one listens. Busted, Jack.
Busted,
as usual,
man.
No one listens.
What?
No one. Shut up.